Lesson 1. Self-Portraits. Picasso paints Picasso. One of the most iconic artists of the 20th century, Pablo Picasso had a long, amazing career. Over the years, his style changed greatly, shifting from realistic to abstract. Understanding Picasso and his art can be hard. Luckily, though, his works include several self-portraits, which give us clues about his changing views on life and art. Picasso's first portrait dates back to 1896, when he was just 15. It shows a realistic-looking young man with a serious expression on his face. One can see that he clearly has no shortage of talent, although his art is not yet very original. A few years later, we start to see signs of his gift. By 1907, Picasso had been living in Paris for 3 years. At the time, African masks and sculptures were all the rage in Paris. His self-portrait from that year shows this influence clearly. His face is sharp and mask-like. The wide eyes and nose look almost like geometric shapes. The seeds of Cubism, the art style that would make him famous a few years later, are plainly there for all to see. Picasso painted few self-portraits during his 30s and 40s, but he returned to them more and more as he grew older. These later works are far more abstract than his earlier ones. They show his face in profile, but with all his features visible, or show his body as a simple, strangely shaped outline. In 1972, a year before his death, he drew himself over and over as a huge asymmetrical, rock-like head with wide, scared eyes. Perhaps he thought it better showed us his true inner self. Of all his works, Picasso's self-portraits give us the best insight into the great man's mind. If he hadn't painted so many, we wouldn't have gotten such an important visual record of his artistic and personal evolution.